Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another week where we give you permission to enter. Today, it is just your girl, Elsie. Tiffany is out because her boyfriend has a birthday today, so we're going to let her slide on this one. But today, we're talking all about dating and relationships, and we got you guys some two hotties, hot men on the pod today. I feel very lucky Tiffany's on here, but I am not alone. Trust me. But I am so excited to talk to these guys, pick their brain, maybe get into some fights. I don't know. We'll see what happens. About just all things dating from a guy's perspective. Like, why the heck are guys the way that they are? And why are girls the way that they are? I don't know. So we're going to talk about all that. We're going to get into it. But let me intro. First, I want to give Garen and Patrick, you guys have permission to enter.
Hey, I'm going to slide on in.
Thank you.
It's weird when I say that to guys. Like,
right. That's what I was like. I'm sliding.
I'm really glad they don't have that feature on Instagram.
Yeah. Hey,
I'll go right on into the DMs.
It might be a good feature. I don't know. Like,
right.
Kind of like a DTF button or something. But
that's like the poke button.
Yeah. That's like what everyone thought the poke button was on Facebook, but
it went terribly wrong.
It's just so gross. So creepy. But, So Garen was on this past season. I don't even know what time it is.
Season 16.
Yes. The crazy season of The Bachelorette. And then Patrick also has his own podcast called It's Not You, It's Dating. So these guys, they know what they're talking about. They've been around the block. They know dating. And we're going to hear all about what their perspectives are on these things. So
my exes would debate you. Uh-oh. But we'll try.
That's fair.
Also, LC, you see the USF Bulls sweater I have on.
I do.
Both went to college together, so we can, Patrick and I can bounce off of each other since we were, 19, 20 years old.
Wow. Are you guys going to tell some
degenerate
stories?
Pretty much degenerate.
I need you guys to out each other on stories about college days.
Nah, we said we're not going to do anything to expose Garen today, so absolutely.
We don't have those kind of stories. Garen and I, we're a lot closer now in our adult age versus
That's true. We didn't know each other as well in college, so that's true.
That's fair. I have a lot of friends like that too. But I still have dirt on them, you know? So I'm sure y'all do.
Of course.
So I did ask some of our listeners about questions that they have, and I also have a lot of questions just on my own self. So first I want to start off with, just so we can kind of gauge, if you guys don't mind, like, how old are you guys?
I am 35, just turned 35 in January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 35 as well. I'll be 36 in a few months, like five months, perfect. Something like that. Yeah.
Perfect. So these are
seasoned vets.
Correct.
And you guys are both single.
Both single.
All right.
Still learning.
Garen. Okay. Garen is like saying, with his head right now. Okay.
So I'm not single, but I'm also not opening myself up to new, romances as I, explore one situation.
Okay. So actually let's talk about that. Cause that's one of the big questions that I have. Personally.
He's got a crush. A serious crush.
Okay, so it's just a crush, or does she, like, how does this happen?
Yeah, so how it happens is, I've grown a lot in my dating life, and I realized that just because you start to hit it off with someone doesn't mean you just need to settle down right away, and you should be open and honest about that. So I did my due diligence to date around, to, see what women I was meeting had to offer, and, how we connected. And it just got to a point where everything just came back to her. Whenever I was talking to other women or on a date with other women, I would think about her. And we had a conversation. Yeah. We had a conversation to where it's like, okay, we're not necessarily exclusive yet. We're not necessarily in a relationship yet, but we're going to focus our energies toward each other.
Oh my
so
God.
So that other
they took
situations
out some crystals, they saved each other.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging. This is a fact. You live in LA. You definitely took out the amethyst. You took out the sage,
Hey, I live in Atlanta and I do all that too. Okay.
Wait, so LC, you seem to have an issue with the way I worded that.
Yes, I do, because that is dumb. And so
LC.
What does that even mean? Like,
I'm going to explain it to you and why it's not dumb.
Okay. Explain it
to me. It's not dumb because most guys.
He's got his arms crossed. He's like, it's not dumb.
It's not dumb because most guys would be sitting around like playing you and like dating other women while you're getting to know each other, but you're not in that phase yet to where you're in a relationship.
Right.
So focusing your energies towards each other means while we're not committing, we are saying that we're going to focus on getting to know each other to see if we want to be in a relationship. Because if you're dating and talking to other people, sleeping around with other people, that takes away your ability to really get to know this person on a level it takes to be in a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you might feel the same way about you?
Yeah, it was a conversation we had.
Okay, it was a conversation. Yeah. Okay.
So while people might do this naturally, we just put it, like, I just put a name to it, LC. Just focus. Okay. I'm focusing on her. If you like that better than energy.
So you guys are just dating. You know, that's what dating is, right?
Everyone has their own words. Everyone says talking, dating.
Yeah, okay. That's my question.
Know each other. Everyone has their own words.
That's my question. That's the problem I have in this world. I just need to know I don't understand why we have all these levels.
There's levels to it.
So many freaking levels? There's like, what is even the first level? Let's say the very, very, like, I don't even know. We're a crush, we'll say. Maybe you don't know if I reciprocated or not. Once you know it's reciprocated, you're talking. And then hanging out.
I don't mean to interrupt, but the first step is the swipe. Then you're
That's fair.
Okay, continue on. Sorry.
Yeah, first you swipe and then you're talking. And then you're... What did I say next? So you're talking and then you're hanging out and then you're, I guess, dating over the next step. And like by dating, I mean, that's not exclusive yet. And then you're exclusively dating and then you're in a relationship. That doesn't make any freaking sense to me.
How
does it make any sense? Why are there so many steps?
It makes so much sense.
No. Why are there so many steps? There does not need to be that many steps. If we're going on dates, we're dating. Whether
fair.
You're dating,
but you can also be dating other people.
No, you're not.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yes.
No, dating doesn't mean a relationship. A relationship means you're a relationship. You're my boyfriend. I am your girlfriend. We've talked about it. We're in a relationship. Dating is when you're going on dates. You can date multiple people at the same time. It doesn't mean it has to be exclusive, but why is there a difference between exclusively dating and being in a relationship? That's so dumb. That's the dumbest one. I cannot wrap my head around that.
No, because you want to make sure if you're in a relationship with someone that you genuinely want to be in a relationship with them. You don't have to date other people. So Elsie, if a guy told you, we're not at the phase where we're in a relationship, but I'm only focusing on you, that would turn you off. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'd be like, okay, so then why don't we just, like,
it depends on how long. Might not be ready to be in a committed relationship.
But he is. Because he's not dating anyone else. He's not dating anyone else. There's no difference.
There is a difference. I can date someone else if I want to.
But we're exclusively dating.
I can answer and you DMs.
Said,
I can.
You said we're reciprocating, focusing each other's energies. So like
I'm not even dating either of you two and I have so much anxiety.
jumped straight into a fight.
We just have to agree to disagree on this one because like
no.
I feel like that's what you should do as a guy. You should be open and honest about how you're feeling. And I'm not ready to be in a relationship with her because I need more time, but I'm focusing my energy towards her.
If you're because already focused on that you want to commit to dating her.
Yeah, and only her.
Because you still, as you get older, like when you're younger, you're like, you just kind of jump into stuff. But as you're older, you want to date for marriage. So I'm not going to say you're my girlfriend if I still need to find out things about you. But I'm focusing on you.
Well, why do you need to say
it? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I believe
what's
that.
What's wrong? What do you mean?
That's setting a very stringent expectation.
Yeah.
That.
Y'all are crazy.
Like, if you don't hit that bar, to your theory, it ends up as a failure. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a failure. There could be a lot of learning takeaways from it.
Well, here's y'all's problem.
Everyone, my ex.
No. Here's y'all's problem. I am
your problem.
I'm not your ex friend. I'm not your ex friend. So we are exes.
You know what your problem is.
Here's your problem.
For every time I heard that line,
we ruined a friendship today.
You did. You guys are ex.
I'm so sorry.
No, I love you both. here's the problem. here's the problem, not with you all. Here's the problem.
Okay.
Is that everyone wants more communication. Everyone wants someone right. to be upfront with them. I'm talking about communicating. And you're like, that's a problem. What?
No, but here's what it is. Here's what it is. As a woman, as a person who this has been said to, it's confusing because it's like, okay, you've let me know now you're not dating anyone else. And I'm not dating anyone else. You don't want to date anyone else. I don't want to date anyone else. We've been doing this for a minute.
You have a current example of this? Can you tell us about him?
Me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, there we go.
Not really, actually. I mean, I'm more just saying, like, I lose interest so fast in guys. And I think that's what my problem is. Cause like, I think I get lost in like the shuffle of the, are we talking? Are we in a dating? Mm-hmm. Are we in hanging out or whatever? Like, I've at this point in my life, I'm like, I'm going to just play it real dumb. If you say, let's hang out, we're hanging out. We're friends. Mm-hmm. This is not a date. If you say, let's go on a date, then it's a date. And okay. So
I don't know, but I don't know the last time I've said, can I take you on a date?
A lot of people do that. A lot of guys do that. They're like, let me take you out. Or even say, let me take you out. Like,
I don't say that either. I say, hey, you want to go to dinner?
And that's even that. That's even
a
that.
Date. That's a date.
But present. Even saying like, let's go to dinner or like, let's do whatever. Like that is a date, I think. But if you're like, oh, like, let's hang out. Let's go to a bar. Like that's a friend. You're my friend now, I think. Which is fine. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys I've ended up in relationships with have been my friends first. So that's fine. But it's just like, I'm just confused. I'm like, oh, first of all, dating apps are so ridiculous. But I mean, that's like a lot of our options, especially this past year, especially. But which is why I'm not really dated. But it's just kind of like the talking. It's just the steps that lose me. I'm like, okay, so talking to me, people who are just like, I feel like guys or other people, even women do this, say that they're like, oh, we're just talking, you know? When did that become a thing, first of all? But
I think that's just an excuse to just protect yourself, protect right. your heart.
For sure. But when they're saying they're talking, like they're not just, to me, talking is we haven't hung out. To me, talking is like, we're not hanging out. We haven't hung out yet. That's talking because it's talking.
Everyone has their own lingo, LC.
No, but like, that's the problem. We need to decide here now what the rules are.
We can't. It's different. It's different.
Define everybody. Let's define it.
No, we're not. We're not gonna define it.
Goes back to the expectations where it's unrealistic expectations, you shouldn't set. You should, instead of the expectations and drawing clear lines, you should have more of theories of values that line up to what you're.
Right.
Values are more like a vision where it's fluid; they can change. Whereas like expectations are clear set goals and. You have to hit those tasks and then you're like, oh shit, I didn't hit those three. It's kind of like your to-do list at work. If you don't get those three check marks on your list, you have like, I mean, most people have like anxiety of like, oh shit, I didn't hit that for the day. Mm-hmm. And it carries the guilt and the anxiety carries over. So
exactly. So LC, one thing I wanted to say real quick, mm-hmm. I do agree with you that there's one or the other, you're dating or you're in a relationship. I do agree. Like, all the other terms and whatever I think are just
they don't
for
matter.
Fun. They don't
dating,
matter.
Dating
fun.
Is just getting to know each other.
So
like, you're not exclusive when you're dating.
Exactly.
People say we're dating and they mean they're in a relationship. And I'm like,
because everyone has their own way of describing it, and you have your way of describing it. You know, but I think at the end of the day, you have to talk with your partner and say, what does the term dating mean? Does that mean we're exclusive? Does it mean whatever? For mm-hmm. me, I'm the same way. I'm one or the other. We're either like getting to know each other until we are exclusive in a relationship and then we're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about is I think it's okay to be open with the person you're talking to that, hey, while I'm talking to you, I'm also getting to know other people
I'm
only focusing on you because I was talking to other women. And I told her that it's getting to a point where I'm only focusing on you. Did I have to tell her that? No, I didn't have to say that. But I said I'm focusing my energy on you because I kind of want that same energy to her.
Exactly.
Like, I want her to know that this is the energy I'm giving you. This is the attention that I'm giving you, that I'm starting to cut other things off.
Right. And that's fine. This like just happened then.
This just happened recently. And she lives in another state as well, LC. Right. So I think that is more important too, because she's not here to see me more often. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's, okay, it's I know who you're talking about.
It's secretly you. It's secretly you.
Oh, no, not me. I was winking. I just winked at them because I think I know who Garen's talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk in the back channels. Yeah. As a Sam Clubhouse.
Yeah. Garen's big Clubhouse guy. If you're not on
I'm
it,
a big Clubhouse on guy. It.
Check it out. I need to check that out. I don't know what Clubhouse is.
I will only join Clubhouses with Garen in them.
Thank you. Yeah, that is true, though. I love seeing when you pop in my room. You don't really do anything else other than that.
All your rooms are bachelor related. No one wants to talk to me. I was on Love is Blind.
Oh, my God. Everyone loves you. Stop it.
But, no, I have thoroughly enjoyed your rooms. I'm, like, listening and just chiming in every once. And also, often when I talk on them, I have been drinking a little. So, it's usually... It's usually interesting, but yeah.
I don't know why we're not drinking now.
I don't have anything because I just got back from vacation and I haven't gone anywhere to get
detox. The detox for the retox.
Yeah, I drank a lot of tequila this past week, so it's fine. That was basically my main question. But mostly, what I'm trying to say is like, if you want her, if you're saying this to her. Because you also want her to not be dating anyone else, you ask her to be your girlfriend. That's in my opinion.
Also, I mean, that is a good point.
But also, well, how does that work anymore? Because I have not had a boyfriend in a minute, so I can't even remember.
When was the last
time
you had a boyfriend?
like a real one?
Yeah, a real one. Like
not an imaginary.
That's my boyfriend.
Well, technically 2017, but I really don't like to count that one because it was like 4 months and like terrible.
So your situation last year wasn't technically a relationship.
What situation?
Oh, just how did you, Jesus.
Oh, that situation.
I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to say names.
No, he was not my boyfriend at all. But we were exclusive, but that was a different situation.
Whoa. Okay. Hold the horses. You see, Patrick? See what I'm talking about? What is happening?
No. It was only different because we were in a pandemic. And I was like, listen.
He was getting that pandemic pee.
And guess what? I got COVID. I got COVID from him. Jesus. From him sleeping around with other people after he told me he wasn't.
What an a-hole.
And now he's having a baby.
Hey, LC, glass house.
I was having a baby. Yeah.
At least it wasn't chlamydia.
It wasn't a child. So.
Right, a child or chlamydia. Exactly.
But it was COVID. But honestly, it could have been a lot worse, right? It was different. Okay. It wasn't, God.
You just completely contradicted everything. I won. Garen wins.
No.
Yes, sir. Next topic.
Because I was like, listen, I like definitely am in a spot in my health that if I get COVID, I know it will be bad. And I am not trying to do that. So like I was furloughed, he was furloughed. So it was just like really me and my roommate and then him and his roommate. That's all that we were really around. And so we were like, okay, fair. That's what he told me at least. So that was not the case. And then I ended up getting COVID.
Wait, you can't track where you got COVID.
What? Yeah, I can because I wasn't hanging out with anyone else.
Yeah, but he could have got it from the grocery store or something.
Oh, well, listen, I can't get into it fully right now.
Patrick.
For the listeners out there, I just met LC, so like I'm very curious about the back end of this, but
we can talk
I would
about
like
it later.
To know. Okay. Okay.
Because yeah. I'm like per an agreement, I'm not really supposed to talk about it on here. So I will eventually, but I can't right now. But because I definitely have a lot to say, but I can't say it here. So whatever. We'll talk around it. But basically, okay, so well, tell me this. Was this fair of me to do or not? And again, I actually told him straight up. I was like, I know this is not fair to say. So like, if you don't want to do this, like that's totally cool.
Let's give context to your male viewers out there. Was this crazy or not? It's essentially what you're asking us, right?
Yeah. And honestly, to be fair, I fully recognize that I would have, if it wasn't a pandemic, I would have never even said this, but because this was like back in May. And so it all had just hit, you know, it was like just even Atlanta was shut down in May and we never shut down. We opened back up in June. So, I mean, I was basically just like, listen, there's a pandemic.
Okay. Time out. Stop right there. If you started it off with listen, it was crazy. It was too much.
Okay.
If you started it off with listen.
Whatever. All right, Patrick, listen.
Okay. Exactly. All right, Patrick, listen.
Case closed. We don't. Next question.
Oh, my God.
No, I actually disagree with Patrick on this one. I think that it was fair because it was a pandemic and we still were learning
a lot about. Let her say it.
Basically, I was like, okay, I don't want to date anyone right now, but if I'm going to, I'm not comfortable dating someone who's also dating other people just because we're in a pandemic and I don't really want to be with someone who's like dating around like that, you know, like it's not what I want to be doing. I'd rather just date nobody. And he was like, oh my God, no, that's totally fair. Like I'm not like that. I'll see, like, I would never do that. I'm like, so into you, blah, 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 blah. I ask him that like basically every week. So, and then found out he wasn't, he was sleeping with not one, but two, at least that I knew of. Yeah. So
I think it was fair game. First of all, I think it's fair game to not want to sleep with someone who's sleeping with other people in general, like pandemic or no, if that's what you want, you know what I'm saying? If that's right. your standard, that's a standard you want to set. I think that's okay. I don't think that's unreasonable. Two, it's very reasonable in a pandemic to say like, look, I'm not saying we're in a relationship, but like, I don't want to sleep with you or kiss you or even hang out with you if you're kissing and hanging around with other women or sleeping with other women. Cause you don't want, like there was real repercussions to the pandemic as we saw. Hundreds of thousands of people died. Right. So
just real quick, devil's advocate. We don't know that that COVID was transferred from the sex. It could have been from a grocery store, but continue on.
Well, there's reasons. True, Patrick.
We don't know. That is a fact. I'm not an expert.
Listen, there's reasons why I do know, and we'll get into that later. But, but yeah, basically, maybe that was in a normal, I mean, what do you think, like outside of a pandemic though, like we're kind of hopefully coming on to the end of this, people getting vaccinated, blah, blah. So like, what do you see this summer being like? Like, Garen, are you really ready to get in a relationship right now?
Shot girl summer.
Right before, like,
I know, shot girl summer, and I'm coming back to LA, Garen. I would shot recommend girl summer. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
No,
and a relationship, long distance relationship too. Yeah.
What an idiot.
I don't know. How much do you like her?
And you know, paradise could possibly be a thing, you know what I'm saying? So I like her a lot to the point where, you know, I'm still getting to know her. I'm still seeing if it's worth
skipping shot girl summer.
Skipping shot girl summer and any other opportunity.
Well, you can just have your own personal shot girl. I don't really know what this means. What does shot girl summer mean?
You got vaccinated. I got vaccinated. Shout out to my second one last night. Feeling a little weird today, but it's all good. We're going forward. And shot girl summer.
Yeah.
My dude, I'm happy that you're not feeling bad or anything.
A
little achy, but it's okay.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, my second COVID shot when I got it, my arm hurt bad on the first shot, but my first one was my arm bad.
That made no sense.
But I was like, I got you. The first one, my arm, I wanted to like, I literally was crying. I was like, well, not like crying, but like teary eyed. I was like, this hurts so bad. It was not fun.
The first one was bad for me, but second one, today is just aches and
that's not bad.
Light chill, so we're okay.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad that you got it. Everyone, go get a vaccine if you can. But so yeah, I mean, I want to know. Okay, Garen, since we're on this kind of topic, so what does it take to get from dating to relationship? Like, what does it take for you to be like, okay, I want her to be my girlfriend? Not her specifically.
That's such a great question.
I don't know if there's like a
How are you gonna know this person that we're talking about?
So
how do you know? When are you gonna take it there? Or how do you, will you know if you're there?
I hope she's listening.
I'll send it to her. I said it to four different women that are out of state.
My God.
Hell yeah, he's gonna send it to her because
he never said what state.
he's talking her up, so of course he's gonna send it to her to get points. Like,
yeah, of course. She's awesome. So to answer that's such a great question, LC. I've actually never been asked that before. I think it starts with me first. With if I feel like I can handle the relationship, not necessarily what she needs to do or what I need to see in her. You know what I mean? Am I willing to not? Am I in a good headspace to where I know I won't want to cheat or want to not go fly to see her or want to do nice things for her and be romantic? I need to make sure that I address that within myself, which so far I'm at that point where I know I would be monogamous. I would be romantic and, you know, do all the things that she deserves and that, you know, she should get as my girlfriend. And so that's the first thing is that I know I don't want to date other women and I know I want to be that guy. So on her end, I would need to see those traits that I know that I would enjoy in a woman that would be easy for me, like easy love. Like we just get along so well. We watch the same shows, listen to the same music. We talk about
you
social
date
justice.
Yourself.
Yes.
we talk about a podcast with her.
We talk about, she's empathetic to, you know, what I what I would go through as a black man. She, you know, mm-hmm. she has that social justice arm to her. We have the same morals and values, which so far we do. She has a cat. I love cats. I'm a cat man.
Oh my God, Gary, are you talking about me?
Yeah, Elsie, I told you. Elsie, Georgia. I'm flying to Georgia. but yeah, it's just like, just has those morals and values, and then also is fun. And then the last mm-hmm. thing for me is someone who can handle conflicts in a healthy way. That is the mm-hmm. one thing I've been missing with relationships in the past, is a woman yeah. who can handle conflict in a healthy way. If I did something wrong, let's address it in a positive way. And if you do something wrong, let's address it in a positive way without feeling like we need to beat down on each other like a teacher with a kid in school. You know, I'm not your parent or your teacher. You're not my parent or teacher. We need yeah. to handle it like equal adults. So those are the things I would need to see.
Okay. Do you guys have like an age limit, or like how young will you go? How old are you wanting? Like realistically, like if you had to pick, I know sometimes it just happens, but
I think when you're in the real world, nobody has a real age limit, but when you're on the apps, obviously you have the age range.
Yeah. What do you have on the apps? What's your age range on the apps?
Mine's 28 to 38, like solid 10 years. I think that's where I find people resonate with me. Their values line up to me, and I can talk with them. That's not saying I'm going to dip down or dip up every once in a while, but for the most part, I stay in my lane.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Garen?
For me, if we're talking about smashing, I would say 20 up to like
20 years old.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can't even drink legally.
I know that. I always struggle with that. Like, what am I going to do with
Garen, no. I forbid this.
You forbid this?
I forbid it. She's got to graduate college at
least. Okay. 22. So, as my friend, I'll move it up to 22. God. No. I've seen some women that are like mature and like.
Garen just LA'd himself.
Yeah.
Listen,
for sure.
Listen, if we're talking about
smashing. Could you imagine? I would literally like die. I would never, ever, ever date someone who's 20 years old. And I'm only 29.
LC,
a guy who was 20? What the fuck do I have in common with a guy who's 20?
I said, if we're talking about smashing, we're talking about smashing.
Smashing.
It would be 20 and up. If we're talking about 20 up to 50.
Smash and dash.
If we're talking about 20 up to, this is important, 20 up to 50s. If we're talking about relationships. Yes, damn, I have had sex with a woman in her 50s. I have. But she was gorgeous.
Come down to Florida, LC. We'll show it to you.
We'll show it to you. There's a lot of beautiful Florida women.
Yeah, yeah.
And Elsie, you're going to be a MILF for sure, Elsie. Come on now.
Garen's going to be hitting on me when I'm 50.
Right. Well, I'm waiting till you turn 50. No sooner. And then as far as dating, I would say like 27 to like 40 as far as like serious relationship.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Okay.
Well, I guess when you are dating somebody, like what's some really, like what are the most romantic things you've done for a woman?
Go ahead, Pat.
They both said,
you take it, bro.
Silence,
you take it.
Silence. Karen, no, that one's on you.
I was dating somebody long distance. So like the fact that I'm like getting on a plane from one side of the country to the other.
That's romantic.
I mean, I'm doing all that. That's a lot of work. But no, I haven't dated anybody in a long time. So
okay.
I wouldn't be able to answer that. I'll throw it over to Mr. Casanova over there, who's literally one step away from putting a ring on it.
Oh, well, Elsie.
Uh-oh.
You
guys,
is
Garen my boyfriend? I don't know.
I know, right?
I don't know how you guys met each other. So it could be.
Elsie is sounding like the mystery woman. Jesus.
Hey, it's me, guys.
maybe you're not going to want to send this to whatever state you're sending this to.
She's going to send it to me.
The rapport here for the listeners out there, she's glowing. He's smiling. Like, there's a rapport here.
I glow naturally, okay? I just came back from Mexico. Come on.
Okay. I'm just saying. You might want to not send it to whoever you're sending it to, Garen.
Also, how can you not smile? Look at that little face Garen has. I know y'all can't see, but go look at this Instagram.
Thank you, Elsie.
Look at Patrick, because even though Patrick right now has really bad lighting, he looks like he's in the witness protection program, kind of. So I would be smiling at him, too. Okay, I just like pretty people.
I'm hiding from those people who say,
Patrick is highly coveted, I will say.
Yeah.
Will
say. Yeah. He's like a silhouette right now.
Yeah. If I'm out with Patrick, I see the juice.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys good like wingmen?
We are.
Yeah. We're good wingmen.
What do you do as a wingman?
Well, you never like really overlap. We don't ever overlap. Yeah. I don't know what a good wingman. I don't know how to define that. I'll just say how I define it with Garen.
I just feel like you two are too attractive to be wingmen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I feel like guys who are hot can't really be good wingmen, even though they want to be, you know, unless they're like locked down in a relationship. Cause then there's really like, in like married. I mean,
I do my best work when I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
As a wingman.
Right. Cause like, there's nothing in it for you. You're not looking for anything.
Well, plus it's like, I need to find that kind of like, I always like to hunt. Like it's, I'm Latin. So it's in my blood that I have to like go out.
Yeah.
So it allows me to fulfill that desire.
I've been passing along to your friend.
Exactly.
Do you guys, okay, wait, go on.
I was just going to say, I think that a good wingman is just like always willing to not be a party pooper and willing to, you know, talk to the friend. If you go approach a woman, don't leave him by himself to just talk to a table full of women or one woman, like walk over, have a conversation, kind of
with that said though, this reminds me of Garen and I have been in some of those situations. I will put in my time, but I'm not going to extend the time if certain,
if you're single too. Yeah.
No, like if one of the attractive or one of the young ladies is like Garen's vibing her and the other one is just like a friend and I don't see that going anywhere, I'll put in the time to help him. But I mean, you gotta close the deal, get a number or something.
At some point.
Yes. Patrick hates my style of game because I literally will meet a girl, LC, and be with her all night. Like,
he wants to run a clubhouse with her.
Like, and Patrick is like, you need to get one, move on to the next one, get another. And I'm like, bro, I'm vibing.
Oh my God,
her. Like,
Patrick.
You know? Thank you, LC.
You get a number and you move on.
He wants me to jerk and jive, but like, if I'm vibing with someone,
what did you
jerk and jive, you know? Me,
I don't know.
Talk to him.
jerk and jive?
I think it was jerk. Juke and jive.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. It's like jerk and jive sounds disgusting. Please don't ever say that again.
Jerk and jive.
You're making him nervous, so he's fumbling.
I know, right?
He's stuttering.
Look at that. This is an interview, Patrick. This is not you know what I mean?
Because that's all that dating is an interview.
Right.
It's true.
So yeah, Patrick likes for me to move on, but I don't know. I get caught up in good conversation with an attractive woman and I get stuck with her all night, you know?
That's kind of how I am too. I think back in the day before COVID, when I would go out,
this is all pre-COVID.
Well, yeah. And I also don't really, like, I'm really not the person who, and most of my friends aren't either. I don't really like hanging out with girls who are like going out to meet guys. Like that's like annoying to do. And then we're just like end up following people everywhere all night. And we're just like not actually enjoying each other's company.
Check their know their selves, know their worth, and get them to follow them.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if we're just hanging out and having fun, like they'll be there. It's fine. Like chill. And if they're not fun anyway, I don't hang out with them. I'm having fun with you guys, so I don't care. But so honestly don't really like go out to meet guys, but like eventually, you know, sometimes you just do meet people when you go out. You know, and you meet a lot of people when you go out, but sometimes you meet a cute guy. I mean, I feel like any guy I've met at a bar, it never ends up being like an actual, like we're dating or like we're going to end up like it's not going to ever be into a relationship. It always ends up being like a hookup situation. Even if it's like they've asked me on a date.
Yeah.
It just ends up not ever being that. So how do you feel like if you meet a girl at a bar, like what's your, like, does it maybe depend on the girl or maybe it depends on the guy, I guess. I don't know. But I just feel like.
Why are you not allowing it to get to that? If somebody's asking you on a date,
wait, what was the question?
I do. I say, yeah. And I give my number and all the stuff. And, but I feel like it just never happens. Or if it does happen, it ends up being another thing where we're like, he's like, yeah, I want to take you out. And then it just like excuses happen. I feel like it's happened to me so many times.
Really?
Well, did you already give it up?
No. Maybe.
If you already gave it up, no wonder he's like,
no, oh my God.
I mean, that's the chase is gone.
hey,
No.
Here's you're saying that a guy will approach you at a bar. You're saying a guy will approach you at the bar, get your number, show interest, and then kind of just be flaky. And
then won't even respond, like won't text back the next day or text the next day. Cause I'm also not against like texting them too. I'm like not that, I don't care about that. If I want to talk to somebody, I will talk to them. I don't play that game.
Elsie, that's weird. I don't know. Like
I feel
like guys, maybe when I'm they get their number, cool. Usually follow through. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'm just too cool. That's what I've decided.
I feel like we're going to have to come back and do another episode in like 6 months when things are back open.
Yeah, you guys, I can go out with you guys and you can be my wingman.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. I've never really been out in Atlanta. I'd be down with that.
It's wild. Cool. I don't know how I would do out in LA because I feel like I'm like a solid 9 in Atlanta. I feel like I'd be like a 5 in LA. I have a lot of personality, maybe too much for LA, but
LA is so weird. Actually, LC, you do well here because guys are just like always looking for the next thing in LA. So it'd be like, hey, what's up?
It me. Here's your next thing, I guess.
Here's your next thing. It me.
But yeah, but, I'm over this whole like cooking up and whatever thing. It's like boring to me, honestly. Like anyone can do it. It's not hard. Like, if you want to hook up with somebody, go out, you'll find somebody and you can hook up. It's really not that hard. The hard part and the better part is finding something you actually connect with and want to hang out with again. And So I just feel like, I don't know, maybe the kind of guys that I'm attracted to when I go out too. Like I do like the fun, you know, the guys who are bros. Like being like the goofiest, not necessarily bros, but I guess maybe, I don't know. And it just kind of like, I just like to have like some banter, goof around and whatever. Like I'm not trying to like bump and grind with somebody at all. I hate that. I hate that. I'm like I'll dance and like, we'll like dance around, but I like to do my own thing when I dance. Right. Yeah. So I know, Patrick, if you're Latin, that you're like, yeah, fuck you. I'm not, you would not ever want to hang it on me.
Right, Patrick is like, I want all the hips.
A weirdo.
He's like, okay. No, but like, I don't like that. And so I just like to have my own little space. I mean, even with my girlfriends, I don't really like do that. If we do, like, it's like joking around and stuff. So
here's the thing, Elsie, and I'll tell you what really helped
me. Like, I'm such a dork at a club. Like, I'm like jumping on couches and shit. Like,
Here's what I want you to do. This is very important. This is the most important thing that's going to be said on the podcast, and maybe one of the most important things you've ever heard.
Okay, I'm ready.
You better drop a listen for that.
LC, I think you underestimate how attractive you are on the inside and outside. You have one of the most amazing personalities I've ever met, and you're very beautiful. But I don't think you like exude that confidence that of what you bring to the table, you know what I'm saying? And I was the same way. And I am also
extremely attractive, listen, and really cool.
I am, and I'm feeling myself so hard now, but in like a confident, positive, healthy way, not in like a cocky I'm the fucking man type of way.
Yeah.
And I drive, so you guys
ever since I have
LA, I'll chaperone.
Right. And Patrick, stop it. Patrick. And so, Elsie, ever since I changed my level of thinking and my confidence level, women hit me up all the time. I'm talking about like bad, like models, like girls that I have no business hanging out with.
Different.
Hit me up now. No. There's a girl. There's a girl that literally was like, I was out with a raised baseball player the other day and is also trying to go out with me. I'm like, when did things change for me that I'm like,
it's
getting
when
interest from models.
Off on
this
TV.
Man is, that is this man is spilling the tea here.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, right. Take my pants off on
TV. Wait,
if
anyone
help,
just like, we won't get into the Bachelor stuff, but if you just don't know who Garrett is, he was on the last season of The Bachelorette, and there was a challenge, not a challenge, but like a little date thing where they were like playing a game, and then it was like ended up being like a dodgeball or something.
Strip
and Aaron was basically the first one to just take it all off. So that's probably when it changed for you, Garen.
that did help my calm.
They saw how big that box was.
I don't think it was. That was a big black box they put around me. But you know, it wasn't just my TV appearance, because I could still have that insecurity. Yeah. I think my mentality also changed in that moment. And just the level of women that I've been able to talk to is just different, you know? And I think it's the same for you. Like, you're just an awesome person to have a different level of...
I mean, listen, people hit on me all the time. I don't mean to sound like whatever, but it is true. I just don't like them. And I'm the kind of person where, like, if I like you, I know it instantly, pretty much. And I just, like, don't... I'm like, nah, I don't really want it. Which is also why I really am bad at dating. I know... We did have a dating expert on, and every time I say shit like this now, I'm like, in my mind, because this is what she says, and now she's in the back of my freaking head all the time. And I'm like, okay, that's not my story. I'm like, oh, I'm just bad at dating. But then I catch myself, I'm like, that's not my story. I gotta stop saying that. So if she's listening, Nicole, fuck you. But also, thank you. But yeah, so I'm trying not to say that, but dating is hard. It's not fun.
It's hard out here in the streets. I say that all the time.
Dating is so much fun.
It is fun. No. It is fun. It's a lot of fun.
But I think it's also the level of people you're getting that you're into. So I don't want to take away from your experience, because your experience is important. And if you're not getting the quality and what you're looking for, then that does suck. So I hope that you're able to, you know, find what you're looking for.
Well, also, I do think that when I do like somebody, it just never works out because they just think that I either they don't know that I like them, even though I feel like I'm being pretty clear about it, but maybe I'm not. Or I feel like I just get friend zoned. How do you get out of there?
How do you get out of the friend zone? Give us an example. When was the last time that happened?
Like, I don't really want to say because I don't know if he listens to this podcast. It's happening right now.
It's currently happening.
Get, I know. When did you meet him?
I really, oh my God. I really think he does listen to this and I'm going to die.
Yeah, but we'll get to the answers that we need.
Oh God. But the thing is, I really do like him as a friend as well. And I want to be friends with him. No, you don't want to be friends with him. No, I genuinely, I would not say that if I wasn't, but like, I genuinely am. He's really, really cool. But, part of me is like, well, I don't know. Maybe he's cute too. And he's like, we get along really well and he's really cute. So like, why not?
Kiss yet?
No. Well, technically it was a weird situation.
What the hell does that mean?
It was New Year's Eve. I didn't really. Okay. Now if he's listening, he knows, but whatever. It was New Year's Eve. And like, it was just like a quick thing. And we kind of, honestly, I kind of forgot that people kiss someone at New Year's Eve. I honestly did. That was also the first time I met him too. So
maybe that's where you got COVID from.
No, that was
that was post.
No,
I'm defending my boy out there.
Don't
defend that guy. Trust me.
No, trust me. He is not your boy. This other guy could be your boy. He's cool. The other guy, you would hate him.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. So, Elsie, I think that and you know, it's hard to say. What
I'm asking for a friend. How do you get out of the friend zone?
Yeah, I'm just gonna give my
experience. Have you guys gone on a date? I don't know.
No, I haven't seen him in person since he doesn't live here. He lives somewhere else. Oh my God, he lives somewhere.
You already said.
I've already given too much.
Yeah. But they FaceTime a lot, so you know.
Like all the time, yeah.
And he hasn't invited you to like come see him?
Well, there was a few weeks where he was kind of gone because he was doing something out of
country.
Oh my God, I can't even get to that. He was doing something out of the country, but he came back. He's a drug dealer.
No. I was about to say something horrible. I'm not going to say that.
No. He's a drug mule. So he's out of the country for a few weeks. And he, there was a few weeks where I couldn't talk to him, but when he came back, he's like, oh my God, I couldn't stop thinking about you. Maybe me.
So then why didn't you book
That's a very flirty thing to say.
But then you jump on that? I just think we have like a flirty friendship right now.
It's not her job to follow, like to jump on that. He needs to be like, hey, I'm available this weekend. Can you come here? Or I'm going to come there.
You're right.
But what if he thinks I've also friend zoned him?
He doesn't think that.
He might. How do I make sure he knows? Or think, but I don't even know. I don't even know if I friends on him or not.
When was your last thoughty post on Instagram?
Today.
Did he like it?
I haven't actually looked.
Let's see. Check multitask.
He did throw in a question for this podcast, but it was like it's like an inside joke kind of question. So he is gonna listen.
He is gonna listen at some point.
Well, homeboy, make a.
No, I gotta cut this out. Okay, I won't. Okay, fine. I won't chicken out. But I just want you to know, if you are listening, I am very much okay, like genuinely cool being friends. I just feel like we should try. I want to just hang out. I guess I just want to like hang out with him in person, see how what happens. You know.
And then why don't you say, "Hey, I'm free this weekend. I was thinking about coming to see."
I don't know.
What do you got to lose?
I don't know. He's a good friend, so I mean, I don't know.
He did like the picture today.
There we go. Yeah. Patrick, I know what you're saying about how he should be the one to, you know, ask her to come hang out, you know, fly her out, get flown out.
Well, he should, but if you want an answer, just go for it.
But Elsie, I think that you can do your side and not just be complete friends and like flirt with him a little bit more. And I kind of do.
But I think I'm also just like a flirty person in general. So like, I know it's hard to tell sometimes if I like them or if I don't. And I feel like when I do like a guy, I am not flirty really at all. But with him, I've tried to be like a little, yeah. I am.
So why don't you ask him, when are we going to see each other again?
Just straight up. Send him a nude. Say, do you like me?
Send him a nude. Be like, hey, what's up? Like, that was actually one of the questions somebody asked. Hold on, wait, let me find. Oh, she said, he or she, I can't really tell, but she said, are nudes still a thing?
Yes.
Pandemic.
Well, Garen, you're definitely going to have nudes be a thing if you're dating someone in another state.
You know what?
I'm super weird. I'm not big on nudes. Like, if
you got naked literally on TV.
I did. I got naked on TV, but I'm not big on women.
Google him right now.
I'm not big. Oh, stop it. Y'all stop it.
It's
weird. I'm not big on women sending me nudes, Elsie.
Yeah, it is weird. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty weird.
A lot of people do it.
No, for me. For me, I don't like it either. I mean, also guys, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Guys got really, they have good bodies, but like not as cool as women's bodies, really.
Of course. 100%.
Like, true. I feel like it'd be more fun to see a picture of like boobs than it would be a picture
always.
Of like,
always.
No offense. No offense. I know y'all agree with me, but I'm just saying.
I agree. I'm a grower, not a shower. So I agree. Does
anyone send a picture of their flaccid dick? Like, no one sends that. So you're fine if you're a grower, not a shower.
I've never sent a dick pic before. A fun fact.
Oh, ever? That's got to be a lie.
Never.
Not even on Snapchat.
I have a lie detector test.
Jesus, I don't have Snapchat. Christ, Patrick. Listen, I have never sent a dick pic before. Not even close.
I want a lie detector. I want this man hooked up to a lie detector test.
Have you ever asked? Have you ever asked for a nude pic?
Of course, please.
Patrick, 100%, yes.
Indirectly, I've been like, "Yo, what's up?" Like,
oh, when you're in the shower, send me a pic.
Yeah, you know, if a girl already felt comfortable to do that to me, then I would just kind of hint towards it, like, you know, send me some stuff you've been sending me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very indirect with my sexuality. I'm very like low key with it.
Hey, send me some of that stuff you were sending.
send me some of that stuff. It sounds like drugs.
Hey, send me some of that stuff.
Some of that stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my guy is he's a drug mule, so I can ask that. He could get really confused. So I don't know.
Yeah. So, but I'm not big on nudes. So to answer that question, but I don't know, Patrick. Patrick, I think likes it more.
This might be more of a Patrick question.
I mean, what's the exact question?
Are nudes still a thing?
It's like, if it naturally flows, but like, it's not, I mean, there's so many things on the internet these days. Like, I'm kind of in the same boat as Garen. Like, I don't really need that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, my thing with nudes, it freaks me out is like, okay, when we break up or like not aren't talking anymore, like what happens to that picture? I don't need that. Just like, I don't need to just have that.
Well, I'll tell you
I don't really send those either.
Let me tell you what happens to all your female listeners. You're not just sending it to him. You're sending it to his best friend.
No, and hopefully not if they're like a good guy, right?
It depends on how much he likes you. Like if it's just like a girl that he doesn't like, you guys are just hooking up, it's going to his friend, 100%.
No, I've never said that for that.
Have you guys noticed that if you have an iPhone, you can look at the date of when a picture was taken?
Yeah.
So if she sends you a picture from like December 2020, it's like, oh shit, who else did you send this to? But if she sends it to you April 14th, 2021, it's like, oh, okay, this is for me.
Wait, you can see the date and the timestamp on a picture that someone sent to you?
LC, yes. On an iPhone, yeah.
Mind blown.
I thought it was just like, see the timestamp if you like, you know, if you ignore photos, you know, you can see the timestamp on there of when you took the photo. But I didn't know that if you sent a pic that did that.
Because there's been times where girls sent me photos and I would save it to my camera roll. And I'm like, where is it? It should be the latest photo.
Oh.
And you go back and it's in your photo in the time of the day. Yes.
I didn't know that.
LC, these girls out here also ain't shit sometimes.
I know.
but that doesn't mean they're a bad person. But you could tell if it was taken for you or was taken for somebody else or for themselves way earlier.
But truthfully, if I was the kind of person who was going to be sending like nude pics or whatever, I would just have a collection of nude pics on deck. You know,
like the best ones.
You don't have time. You just don't always have time to like do that. It's like a photo. It's a process. You know, like I'm not trying to send you a bad, you know, half-ass picture, no pun intended. It's just like, you know, I gotta be a good pick. So who cares? Who cares? Okay. Maybe I hadn't sent it to anybody else. I just want to have stock photos for you. But I'm also not a nude pick person, but if I was, I think that's how I would go.
Yeah. That's a good point too. Yeah. It doesn't mean they were sent it to a bunch of dudes just cause it wasn't, you know, taken today or whatever. So.
Right.
But yes, but that is,
I like TBTs.
Tool.
TBTs work.
TBTs work. Patrick, you are hilarious.
Let me get into some more. Let me see if there's any. Okay, so these questions that other people were asking, a lot of them were questions that I had as well, but I guess we're kind of on this one. We've kind of touched on it a little bit, but this one says, is it more about the right timing or about the right person? Like, I guess for like a relationship.
I think both go hand in hand. You just don't want to admit that.
Okay.
Like, cause you'll know it's the right person when it's the mm-hmm. right time, and it will be the right, like the right time will fall in.
Interesting.
If you're with, like Yaron's with his dream girl, with this girl in another state, you know, it'll all happen.
Yeah. That's interesting. Cause I do feel like I do have one guy that I've dated that I'm like, maybe it was just the bad timing or like a bad, like it wasn't the right timing, but then it's also like, well, if it's not the right time, it wasn't the right person.
He wasn't the right person.
Yeah. He was the person for that time.
Yeah. And I do believe in that. So LC, there's a couple who I did a story on when I was a reporter in Tallahassee. He started dating her when they were both in high school. They went to high school together and mm-hmm. they dated while they were young. Their families, from what I remember, didn't really want them to date. He went to the military. Gosh. So he went abroad. She ended up, you know, doing her thing. They would see each other throughout the years every now and then, but they both married other people. Then later on in life, both got divorced. Ran into each other in their hometown, started dating.
Oh.
He took her on a cruise and they got married.
That's
and
cute.
They've been together for the rest of their lives and they're one of the best couples I know. So they were the right people at the wrong time. And then as life would have it, they reconnected later on in life and they've been married for however long now and they'll die together. They're the best couple. And
they'll die together.
They'll die together.
They'll die together.
That sounds like a movie I've seen. Notebook or something?
Were you watching The Notebook last night, Gary?
Yeah.
I know, right? They'll be together until the end is what I'm trying to say. And, but there's so many couples like that. So I mm-hmm. do believe that timing is so important because if you're not ready, that person could be a person for you,
right.
But if the timing's not there, then it's not going to work.
Okay. So another person asks, how do you navigate dating with kids? So I don't have kids, and then my co-host Tiffany does. So she could have answered this really nicely.
She could have, yeah.
But she's not here because she's with her boyfriend. So obviously you can navigate, and her boyfriend also has kids. So you can very much navigate dating with kids. But I know you guys, again, you're seasoned vets. You're in your 30s. Maybe there are some people that have kids now that you might be interested in dating. So like, and I also think it's more maybe a preference thing as well. So I don't feel like it's wrong to say like, I'm not comfortable dating someone with kids. Cause I feel
I'm
like
in
that's
that
a
boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Pash was like, yep, that's me. Yeah. No.
But I have actually recently mm-hmm. as like this weekend, I have a friend who reached out to me and this guy that she was dating has kids and all of a sudden, like after 2 months of dating, like dropped her out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I offered to her as advice, which I don't believe I'm an expert or should speak to this because again, it's not part of my preference, mm-hmm. is that I was like, you know, you went into it very telling him right off the bat, like I'm comfortable taking this journey
right.
and all that comes with it. So as long as you're upfront about that and with yourself, you have to be like really upfront with yourself. Like I'm taking on this journey with somebody who has responsibilities that are greater than himself. So yeah. as long as you are aware of that and know that, then it's okay. Or that's the mm-hmm. advice I would give. But
okay.
But other than that, it's not my preference. No offense.
Would you want someone, if you were on a date with someone with kids, would you want to know before like a first date? Or would you want to know, like, do you think
because,
that someone,
because
someone
I feel
say
like
later?
I'm going to waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not.
I agree with that.
Like, it's not the road that I want to go down. Because I want to experience all those things like a first for me with somebody. Yeah. So if you don't tell me that and then I find out on the date, it's like, well, first off, I'm going to have a good time no matter what. So I'm going to make this date great or give my best effort. But the long-term result that you're probably expecting is probably not going to happen. Not mm-hmm. saying never, but
okay.
highly unlikely.
Yeah, I think I would date someone with kids. I just think that I would want to know up front. Like, I don't want to be surprised after like third or fourth date and they're like, oh yeah, I have a child. I'm like, that's not a problem. But like, now I just feel like that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That I just didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you, Garen?
Does your girl in another state have a kid, Garen? Are you about to drop a bomb?
She does not have another kid. She's 28.
Another kid. So she has a kid.
No, she does not have,
got him.
She does not have a kid. She does not have any kids. She's 28. I typically date older, mm-hmm. hence going on The Bachelorette, mm-hmm. with Claire being 39. Claire does not have any kids, but still I typically mm-hmm. date older. So that means a lot of women I date have kids. And mm-hmm. the woman I was in a relationship last year, which ended up sparking the reason why I went on the show, because she broke up with me, had three kids. So I just feel like when I fall for someone, Papa G. I fall hard. I know, right? when I fall for someone, I fall hard. So if they have kids, you know, as long as it's not Bebe's kids and they act crazy, right. then I'm cool with it. And but you know, I have enjoyed, you know, dating younger, because at the end of the day, I agree with Patrick that I would love to have, you know, to experience first, like first marriage, first, you know, first time having kids.
I do realize for all the haters,
but I wouldn't hold against someone who does have kids.
I do realize, because I'm going to get probably a lot of haters in your comments and everything. Well, as I get older, that idea is, the window is closing where I would find somebody
who
doesn't have those things. Or I should take it back. There are probably more people as I get older that do have children.
Right.
Or well, divorce also too, or something like that.
I think it's also depends on the person, maybe. I mean, there's people that I'm like, yeah, I don't want to deal with it. But there's some people where I'm like, yeah, I mean, I love kids. It's something about that.
And yeah, I love kids too. Kids love me.
Right. and Garen's out here trying to date them, 20 years old.
True.
Hold on to your children, people.
I'll date them or their mom.
Yeah, hey. Right.
Garen is an equal opportunity lender.
Someone else is asking, should we wait for him to take initiative to meet in person? So I know we kind of touched on this earlier when you're talking about my situation here, but should we wait for him to take initiative to meet in person? So I guess maybe like on the apps or something, like should we wait for him to ask us to hang out? Or
I mean, if this year told us anything, life is so short. Like tomorrow you could be locked down in your, I don't know where you live, but for me, example, in Los Angeles, in my little like box of an apartment and never see them again. Like there, there are girls that I was like talking to pre-pandemic that I haven't seen because things happened. I relocated for the pandemic and stuff. And you know, the chance was, I'm not saying it's done, but it's now it's delayed, so to speak.
Yeah. Well,
so, yeah.
Go ahead, Garen.
Well, first of all, Patrick's apartment was not a box. He lived in a pretty decently sized apartment. And
I live in a prison cell.
Secondly, you know, I think the thing here, LC, is to say that it is okay for a woman to reach out. It's so for some women, it's not their thing. For most women, it's probably not their thing for you to be the first to ask a guy out, or for you to kind of be the one to kind of lead things along. But if a woman does want to do that, I think it is okay. And like Patrick said, life can be short and you regrets. So maybe you can like nudge the guy, like, hey, you know, so what are your thoughts on hanging out sometime? Like, you know, maybe you could do stuff like that where he still gets to ask you out, but you kind of lead the way. I love giving my lady friends advice on that, on like nudging. Like sometimes a guy leaves a little nudge to give the guy the confidence to take that leap to, oh, she does like me. She's,
what are the nudges? You know, what do we nudge? How do we
not to be confused with negging, which I learned that.
Oh, yeah, not to be confused and nagging. So a nudge is a polite, hey, you know, there was a friend of mine who, there was a guy, they were dating, they were talking, and they went on one date, and then they talked about going on a second date, but he just wasn't initiating. And so I said, send him a small nudge, you know, and she was like, okay, I don't know what she said, but she liked the fact that I gave that advice of like a small nudge. I think she said something to the effect of like, you know, hey, so, you know, when are you available again or something like that? And then a guy will take it from there. You give him the knowledge that, hey, you're interested. So that's what I recommend to women, is just a small nudge. Because if a guy doesn't take that, then it's like, okay, now he's just like kind of not leading the charge, and you just want him.
Well, maybe he's just oblivious or he's not interested.
Patrick, a guy who's oblivious is not the one you want to be with anyways. Like,
a
girl wants a guy who's going to take charge.
Garen, you don't know
a girl
me.
Wants a guy who's going to take charge. I know. I'm sorry, Patrick. I know you're not going to ask me out, Patrick. It's okay. No, I'm just kidding. I think a woman wants a guy who's going to step up. You know what I'm saying? Is going to, like, most guys don't need a nudge. Like, this is for guys who need it. Most guys are going to be all over you if they want to be with you. I almost gave away the state. The woman I'm talking to, she needs no nudge. She gets all the attention.
I think you should have the talk, Garen.
Yeah, you need a DTR.
What? You need a DTR.
DTR?
Define the relationship.
I was like, I know DTF.
Not that. Opposite of that.
I will say, I'll put it in another way, another perspective. If there were other ladies out there listening to this, they wouldn't be talking to you right now, because they'd be like, you're dating somebody. right. the way you're speaking.
Well, he doesn't want them anyway, he said.
Well, that's true. So then if he doesn't want them and they think it, then boom, I think we let's put a ring on it.
I think it's a little weird for me, having not been in a relationship in a long time. So it's kind of like weird for me getting to this.
You
place
need
again.
A nudge. Oh,
this is your nudge. This is your nudge, Garen. Do it.
Funny how those
okay,
things work.
Okay, she's no longer getting this podcast episode.
Right. I'm not. Yeah, actually, let's like not post this podcast episode.
Garen, see, Garen's smart. If he goes on so many different podcasts, she can never keep up on what's he, which
yeah,
one.
Yeah, now Garen's has to come out with like all of them. Well, this one
I know, I'll post
tomorrow.
All the podcasts. Yeah. Look at the one I did 2 weeks ago with the college students. Yeah, look at that one. nah, but I might do a little nudge. I don't know. I might, but she's taking it slow, mm-hmm. and I think that that's helping me take it slow. So mm-hmm. even if I asked her tomorrow, I think that she would be like, "I need more time," okay. which I think Damn. Is good because
yeah,
we're taking it slow. We're not rushing.
That's fair. How much have you seen her? Because I know you live in different states.
So I went on a date. I did the smoothest thing. I flew in.
All right, let's hear it.
I heard this story and I thought he was crazy.
He thought I was crazy, but it was smooth.
It's only crazy if she doesn't like you.
LC, first of all, this newfound confidence is great. So don't take this as cockiness. All right.
I would never.
Secondly, I flew in for 6 hours and then flew out.
What?
Just to have a lunch.
I didn't stay the night. Just to have like lunch and dinner. I flew in.
Classy.
And she wanted more and I was gone. I was like, I'm out.
You better not show her this.
I'm not going to show her this at all. Like it was fine up until this point. Now it's like,
you left her hanging.
I am not sick of this tour. No, but I think LC, I've had these incidents.
He caressed her face as he left too. He's like, I'll see you later.
Goodbye. You like the thing where you walk away and you both look back. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And LC, Patrick knows this. I've had some like traumatic situations where I've flown to see women and like stayed the night with them or like got an Airbnb and it was horrible. Like, the way they treated me or the compatibility wasn't there. So for me, I was a little traumatized by that. So I was like, I want to have a situation where it feels like we live in the same city. I was like, that is going to give us the best, you know, kind of feel for each other without too much pressure. And it was great. And I went back the next weekend and we hung out all weekend for like 4 days.
Yeah.
And so I've seen her about 5 days in total now. And she's
only flying by the seat of my pants on the 405. That's the only way I've seen her.
That's the only way Patrick is flying. A lot of my friends don't like the, like that. I talked to someone long distance, but you know, it's my thing.
I feel like I would like a long distance relationship. Just maybe not like two long distance. Sorry, Garen.
You have to have a means to an end.
No, you're good.
Yeah. But I mean, it's mostly just like if it was like a few hours, I guess, if I could drive there in a few hours or fly in like an hour or something, like I would probably do that. Cause I feel like it'd be cool. Cause I could still have my own life.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Well, I've never really done it.
Here's the thing, LC. I think dating is so hard already as it is. So if you find someone that's super dope and they're willing to move or you're willing to move, if it works out, why not? Like everyone complains about, oh, it sucks dating in Miami or Atlanta or LA or Chicago.
Right.
So why not date,
sucks dating everywhere. Yeah.
And see if that person's willing to move or if you're willing to move and then get to know each other. Like, like no one in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s could date in another state unless they met them somehow in person or were connected to them. So the fact that you could do that now at the snap of a finger, you take that to your advantage.
And I think that like Bumble or Hinge or one of them, maybe both of them at this point, when the pandemic hit, they opened it up where you can say like, you know, it used to be like 100 miles or whatever. Now you can do it like, and like nationally, you can open up to the country.
Do worldwide.
You can?
I put myself in London, Spain, Australia.
Yeah, LC, can you ask Patrick where he's based right now, LC?
Yeah, Patrick, where are you based right now on your dating app?
Oh, see, that's a tricky question because I'm sitting speaking to you in Florida, but on the apps, I'm based in Los Angeles.
Gotcha.
And he technically lives in LA, but he's not.
I do live in LA.
Okay.
I'm not there right now, but let me tell you something. Like, I'm sure there's a diamond in the rough here, but I'm in a small, sleepy beach town of Florida.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't align with the values.
Sure, there's a diamond in the rough.
It doesn't align with the values.
Same. I'm dating in Georgia, so I feel bad.
But to answer your question, I have been in London. I have been in Spain. I put myself in Australia.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that. I might have to just test it out and see what other countries
have. Oh my God.
Let's see. I like swiping on people, honestly.
I have a lot of friends who This is only on Hinge. I don't know if you can do it on the others.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have friends who, like, they come to me and they're like, oh my God, I just broke up. Like, I'm heartbroken. I'm like, you don't need to go physically see another person, but you need a distraction.
You so need put to know yourself, you can get attention still.
Yeah. So
you
know? put yourself in Sydney and meet a bloke. Meet a Sheila.
Made yourself a bloke.
Yo, the Australian women are beautiful.
Exactly. Gorgeous. And you know, have a little fun with it. It actually works out because they're ready to talk. Like, and when you're like winding down for the evening, and then when you have to go to work, they're sleeping. So it totally fits your schedule.
So Elsie, I love Patrick, but some of his advice is a little
funny. No, that advice is actually, well, no, I honestly, I do, if I'm like feeling bad on myself for whatever reason, or if I'm like, you know, dating and it's not working out or broken up with or whatever, I do like to download the apps and just be like, okay, I still got it.
But see, if you put yourself in Atlanta, Elsie, then you get the pressure of he's going to eventually ask you.
Oh my God,
out.
They're all the same people anyway.
Yeah, but like, he's going to eventually ask you out. And then you have to say no, or I'm not ready, or I'm so heartbroken.
But Patrick, it's very frustrating to people who live in these other cities, states, and continents who I expect to go on a date with you, but they can't because you live across the world.
They can.
No, they can, because if they're like Garen's mentality, if she's cool enough, they'll fly to me. Bada bing, bada boom. And just like that, I mean, I can't do the whole fly to Sydney for 6 hours, go have lunch and come back.
No,
six
it would hours, take more than 6 hours 16, to get there.
24. No, I'm saying I'm only in the city for 6 hours like you were.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, yeah, so you're just saying.
Mm-hmm. But, you know.
I'm trying to find a guy in New Zealand because, like, they seem like they understand, like, how to deal with COVID. So I need to get over there.
Well, true.
You should test drive it. You're test driving.
Yeah, and Australia, too, you know. I'm trying to find guys I'm trying to find guys in countries where, like, COVID's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, you'll go to New Zealand and come back with Thor.
Yeah, I'm into that. Sure, sign me up.
Cool.
Okay. So while we're speaking about dating apps, they did have another question on here that was something I don't know. I have a big list of questions here, but basically it was something along the lines of like, what kinds of things when you are, you know, going on the apps, like what catches your eye? Like what makes the difference between like, oh, this girl's just hot and I want to like, just see if we're, you know, physically going to match up, maybe you can quote unquote smash and dash or whatever. But your words, not mine. I just want to go on record there. I don't say that.
Garen's words.
Yeah, Garen's words.
I'm worse with what? Oh, with what?
Smash and dash.
I'm not a smash and dasher. I didn't say
that. You said that phrase though.
You said smash straight.
I said, if you're going to smash, if I'm going to smash, I'm willing to go from 20s to 50s. I didn't say I'm a smash and dash.
Okay, then Patrick said it because I didn't come up with that. Yeah. Although it is catchy.
I added the dash.
Okay, it's a catchy phrase. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, now, I'm the good guy here. That's my brand. I just got to finish it first.
That's my brand.
It's on my Insta. I
believe you. You are.
Thank you, Elsie.
So, but what kinds of things are catching your eye as a girl that you're like, oh, I like want to take this girl on a date maybe, or what? Like, oh, this girl's just like hot. I would like want to maybe try to see if I can hook up. Like, what are you looking for on a dating app? Really? Actually, let me rephrase. Let's say you are looking for someone to date, not really to hook up.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And you're on these apps. Maybe if it happens, it happens. But like your intention is to find someone to date. What are you looking for on the apps? Like what's kind of something that you think is fun, like an open line that someone has said to you or you've said to them? I like to do kind of the same line for everybody basically. So
what's that line?
It's not good. So it's not even worth
it. What is it? Let's hear it.
All right. Here's the thing.
Because this would tie to why he's friend zoning you.
That's
true. This guy didn't meet on an app. This guy met through a friend.
Well, just give me the line.
God, it's so embarrassing.
Out with it, Elsie.
It's really not even good. And I only use one on Bumble. On Hinge, I don't say anything first, really.
Yeah.
So unless there's like a picture I want to make a comment about or something, but like that's it. But on Bumble, you have to. And so I'll say
you don't send a gift, do you?
No, no.
Okay, good. I hate
but
the
it's
gifts.
Worse than that.
I love the gifts.
No, when anybody says hey, I respond with a horse.
Hey, it's for horses. I see what you did there. I should start doing that actually. No, my line, what is it? I haven't been on Bumble in a minute, so it's really like something along the lines of like it's very simple. It's like
it's turning like red in the face right now.
Am I?
A little bit. Tell us.
White girl problems.
Come on,
but it's like whatever day it is, which is so bad, whatever day it is, it's like, let's say today's Wednesday when we're recording this. So I'm like, hey, how's your Wednesday going? And then I comment again in parentheses and I say, did you like my super original comment? I put a lot of thought into that. Like, not good. I told you.
Garen and I are
we just paused. Me and Patrick just paused to look at you like, what?
We got to work on that. We'll help you.
No, it's not good. It's not. I don't know what
else to say. Elsie, I will ghostwrite your first message. I can't ghostwrite more than that because then I would feel weird.
You're basically they're going to shoot you.
Yeah. I would feel too much like a hitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? But right. Listen, I will ghostwrite your first message.
I've said this many times before. I am a firm believer in this. Mm-hmm. Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening. I know somebody that's listening. They need to create a feature that allows your friends to take over your accounts. I would gladly give you the driver's seat.
Well, Betches, I don't know if you know much about like the Betches Media Group, but they have a dating app like that. It's just not really like a thing in Georgia. So I can't really do it here. But if it does become a thing, that'd be cool. But they do have an app that's similar to that, where like your friends can get on there as well and like can match people for you and talk to people for you. Or like,
that's pretty cool.
I would let you drive in LA. You can't drive in Sydney. That's my territory.
All right, deal.
So Elsie. So wait. So the question was, what gets your attention on dating apps? So
yeah, and
what's
a good opening line?
if I'm gonna be really interested in a girl on her profile, obviously, you know, you're men, we're very visual, so I want to see a woman that dresses nice. You know, she has a nice smile. She seems kind. So that's one thing to get my attention. As far as like her prompts, the things that she has like on her profile, you know, you look at the age and do they want kids? Do they drink? Do they smoke? You look at all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if she has like a witty comment about like something personal to her, like, what's your love language? Oh, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is my love language. You know, like something funny like that. And I'm like, oh yeah.
I tacos. Love the Prince of Bel-Air too.
Yeah. Like, you know, something funny about your personality. It is a turn on for me when a woman mentions, you know, like BLM or something, you know, showing support for the Black community. I do always appreciate that.
Yeah.
And something I can relate to, you know, something like we eat the same kind of food or the same shows, or we both like game nights, you know, like there's certain things that are very specific to me, like game nights or festivals. Like, so I love when a woman has it in her profile. So
what happens if they mention The Bachelor?
That's a no.
What was the question?
What happens if they mention The Bachelor? Like, oh my God, you're the guy on The Bachelor.
I don't connect my Instagram.
What do you mean it's a no?
It's a no. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Yeah,
what if she's super attractive?
It's then a no.
It's maybe.
It's always a no. It's always a no because like they might just look at me for the fandom or for like they want to date a guy that was on TV or for the romance. You know what I'm saying? Patrick, what's happening to me? You know
the situation. I'm asking for the viewers or the listeners, not me.
Well, I on dating apps, like I made the mistake after the show. Like it was like a few months after I like get dating apps and I'll have them for a few weeks and I'll delete it. I'll like kind of forget about it and then I'll delete it and then I'll get it back a few months later because I'm bored.
Are you getting it tonight?
I have one currently. Actually, I haven't really talked on Hinge in a while, but I did delete Bumble, but I do have Hinge, but I don't really go on it ever. So it's like nothing really interesting happening here. But I can read you my prompts and let you know if it's cool or not. But because I think one of them is great. But anyway.
You also thought your opening line was great.
I know.
Right. Yeah, you thought your opening line was great. So
I also haven't talked to really anyone on Hinge. So.
Your opening line has to be personal, Elsie, and it has to be flirty. So you were getting to the flirty territory, but it has to be more personal and more smooth.
Well, if there's something in their profile that like has sparked my interest, I'll say something about that. But usually there's not. It's like the same kind of pictures over and over again, you know? So, but yeah. What was I even saying before this? I feel like I was saying something and now I don't remember.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, wait, actually, I wasn't going to do this or planning to do this, but now I kind of want to do it to see what your thoughts are. We're going to go on my Hinge profile.
Let's do it.
So I can't really, I guess, show you like the pictures, but they're cute. okay. So my three prompts on here, now that I'm going to read this out loud, y'all are going to be like, this is so dumb. My first prompt though is my greatest strength. And I said, I'm really good at sports that don't matter, like bowling, pool, mini golf, go-karts, air hockey, etc. I feel like it's a good line because that's I feel good. Like I can get the most traction out of that because it's an easy way to be like, oh, you're good at pool? Like, let's go. I'll meet you at the, like, let's go play or let's go bowling, like, or, you know, and like it sparks action.
I think the first and foremost, we need to understand what you're going for.
I like those dates. I don't want to go sit at dinner and eat with somebody.
Who are you trying to attract? Like, I don't know.
I'm not trying to hook up.
Yeah. Okay. But like, the age range you're trying to attract, like a professional, you're trying to attract, you said like, you're kind of like a goofy guy.
Yeah. So my age range I have on here, so I'm 29. I just turned 29 in February. And my age range is 28 to 35.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's very good. Yeah, that's good.
And I have it maximum distance is 11 miles.
I don't know how Atlanta's set
I like
up.
That.
So
no, I like that because if I'm going to be on a dating app, I don't want to go beyond 15 miles or something. So I think 11 miles.
This man flies to.
Yeah. Okay.
State, and he doesn't want to go 5 miles. Down the road.
You didn't meet this girl on a dating app.
Listen, y'all.
Did she slide into your DMs?
No, she did not. I slid into hers.
Oh, okay.
I slid into her DMs. Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I don't think I've slid. I do slide. But I don't think it's like worked out.
No, it doesn't usually work out for me either. Because the guys I slide in DMs, I'm like, it's like a guy on TikTok.
I need to
a lot of hot, funny guys on TikTok. I know you do. I really don't have any game, and I feel like that is maybe my game. Is that a thing?
That could be.
I don't know.
Could be.
Anyway, that's my first prompt on there. So that one's good, right? Mm-hmm. The other ones, I don't know. I don't know about these other ones.
No, say it.
But this one is I won't shut up about is the prompt. So it's I won't shut up about when I wrote
I hate this prompt, by the way.
I had just watched this, so that's why I said this. But I said I won't shut up about Britney Spears conservatorship.
Oh, that's funny. That's good.
It's, yeah.
One is like, I think it's cute. I don't know all the details, and like that might be hard for somebody to grasp.
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people who have been like, oh my God, I just watched that documentary.
Yeah.
I want to see it. Cute. I want to see it. But
yeah,
I haven't.
It's good.
That's a good prompt. I like that one. That's a good prompt.
And it gets, you know, I like documentaries.
Yeah.
I like documentaries. Pop. I like early 2000s pop music.
And I feel like that's like playful. Like, oh, I can't shut up about Britney Spears. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah. I don't think, like, I've never heard you talk about Britney Spears, and we've hung out multiple times. So.
Well, you never brought it up, but if you did. But also at the time, I had just watched it when I made this. So I was like, heated.
I don't know. I think that's a good prompt. So you're 2 for 2.
Okay. Okay. The last one maybe is a no, but I think it's funny, but we know how that goes. So the last one I did says, fact about me that surprises people is that I played the tuba in middle school.
That's cool. I actually like that.
That's a good
okay.
One.
Okay. Then I'm good.
Yeah. I think we should bump that one up to number 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Drop
and the Britney Spears to 3. Okay. All right. I'm learning so much right now.
And yeah.
I don't know how. Oh, I just said it.
You just have to. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see if that's a game changer. Now I'm gonna be married next time you see me because of that switch.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Moving that prompt up, that just changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to go through the prompts. I feel like you could make one that's more interesting. You could replace either the conservatorship or tuba. I think you could find a better prompt because they're fine, but then you can find one that's like lights out. Like, this one that just like really gets to you, you know.
What's a good one? Like, what would be a good example of one if you can think of any?
One
I used to have was like, I can't remember what the prompt was, but it was something about like, I don't know. My prompt tends to be more like a little more.
Like one prompt is like for the table, you can say for the table.
Oh, you order.
I'll order fries, oysters, and something else. Yeah, you know, like that's
I don't like that prompt. Food.
But see, mine are so basic.
All the girls are always saying like I'm ordering champagne or oysters,
chips and queso, or I'm the one margarita.
but you also talk to them when you're at the restaurant, so they're not just going to be ordering like I usually don't have women just ordering crazy shit like that, you know.
Mm. Oh wait, a prompt I did have before too.
A market fish.
Hey, it's like
the
ask
fish, yeah.
Or you know that prompt is like I know the best spot in town for.
Right.
And
yeah.
It was I know the best spot in
that
town
was very
for
popular.
Yeah, but this was like tacos, a cool one. No. I didn't say that. I said I know the best place in town for a combo dip of queso, guac, and and chicken and salsa.
I would match with all you in one. For that answer.
And the
why did you change that?
I kind of forgot that I did it. It was like a few apps ago when I deleted it, and then I didn't. But yeah, I got
so many
prompts
for that. I would match with you just for that. That answer is glorious.
So many people were like, wait, tell me what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So DM me if you want to know and if you're hot. But I have like, there's so many more questions I can ask, but I feel like we probably should stop at some point.
Yeah, we've been going
sometimes
for that,
you know, just have to just go live it. You know, yeah. You can only take so much info.
It's true. Yeah. But we can have you guys back on to chat about it. And, you know, maybe I'll end up on Patrick's podcast here too soon so you can hear more info.
Yeah.
Yay. So just tell us everyone like where they can find you, you know, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want, your Clubhouse, your podcast, all the things.
Cool. I'll keep it quick. I don't have a Clubhouse. I have to check it out. But you can find me at It's Not You, It's Dating on Instagram. We do a similar podcast. We delve more into me and my co-host. She's a female. I'm male, obviously. And yeah, we just talk about all things dating and relationships and answer listener questions. So yeah, come join us. We'd love to have you, LC, and I'll throw it over to Garen. Thanks for having me.
All right, Gare Bear, what's up?
Yeah. I love it. I love that name. So on Clubhouse, it's not at Gare Bear. It's at Garen. It's at Garen, G-A-R-I-N. I do all the Bachelor Nation welcome rooms, conversations. I had a conversation today about the latest news in Bachelor Nation. So follow me for that. On Instagram, it's at Garen Flowers. Once again, G-A-R-I-N Flowers. On TikTok, it's Flowers on Flowers. Yeet.
Wait,
thanks
TikTok
for having
is
me,
what?
Guys.
Flowers on Flowers.
That's cute. I had to add you. I don't think I knew you had TikTok.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a wrap, y'all. Thanks for answering their questions. Got some good advice. You guys helped me a lot for sure. This was more for me, I think, than anyone else. It's fine.
I don't know if we got anywhere. We were all
We might have just went around in circles with this. It's fine. But I've learned a lot. But I really appreciate it. And now you guys have permission to exit.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, LC.
Yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song said. And I could do all things. I could do all things. Yeah, I could do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song said. And I could do all things. I could do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. I'm not afraid of the moment. I'm not afraid. I can't hold it. I gotta show them. Gotta get up in the morning. I gotta do it for Kobe. Lately, I'm zoning. Lately, I know where I'm going. Taking whatever control is. Show me opponents. Show me opponents. I got a gift and I'm starting to own it. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. Shout to the city that raised me. Shout to the people that made me. I'm from the 80s. I don't think mumbling wavy. I grew up like on a Jay-Z. Maybe I'm crazy. I ain't been wondering lately. Feel like it's there for the taking. Feel like I'm good with the changes. Know who I am. And that's the most dangerous statement. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Man, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. I check the scoreboard. Know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. Man, that's what I'm good for. Yeah, yeah. When I check the scoreboard, I know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I think I'm 2-4. And I know what I'm good for. Yeah, yeah. Cause we came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can questions. Yeah, yeah, we came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah, we came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah, we came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things,